W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New World Report. I welcome Joseph Umar, Executive Secretary, Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We begin in Argentina with a report from the security chief, Bullrich, about a man who is very important to understand given the conduct of the IRGC, the Hezbollah, Iran, and all those bad actors in Latin America for these last 30 or 40 years. You will recall the deliberate mass murder of Jewish Argentine citizens in the early 1990s. This is at the end of the Soviet Union and the moment when Hezbollah, IRGC, Al-Quds Force were all emerging as a transnational threat more than they had been assassinations directed against Kurds and others that were at cross purposes with the regime. The bombing in Argentina was meant to intimidate, and it did. Joseph, you have a report up at Secure Free Society naming names, thanks to Ms. Bullrich. Who is it, and what do we need to know about how Iran or Lebanon or the Hezbollah or all those bad actors have conducted themselves in Argentina these many decades? Good evening to you, Joe.
Good evening, John. So the relevance of what happened last Friday in Argentina in terms of the news that they broke was that they revealed the identity of the leader of Hezbollah for Latin America. This is an individual that I would say 95% of the intelligence community in Latin America did not know who he was. His name is Hussein Akhmar Karaki. He's a 56-year-old Lebanese national, and he's been involved in terrorist operations in Latin America all the way back to the 1990 twin bombings in Buenos Aires. We're talking about the 92 bombing against the Israeli embassy and the 94 bombing against the AMIA Jewish Cultural Center. So he was the operational commander of those two bombings, of course, according to the Argentine Ministry of Security. But he never left his operations in Latin America, because since then, using various aliases and cover identities from Colombia and Venezuela, he's been traveling continually to Latin America since then, including to Brazil, most notably as well. And so that's the first big revelation that they made. The second is that because now they know who he is and they know where he is, he's in Lebanon, he's in Beirut, and they know that he's alive, that he didn't, you know, die like many of the Hezbollah commanders. They're worried that he may get ascended, meaning he may move up the ranks since many Hezbollah leaders have been killed recently. And two, that many of the Hezbollah leaders are now leaving Lebanon because they've gotten attacked, and they're moving to other theaters of operation, and they're worried that this individual may end up coming to Latin America to try to hide out in a place like Venezuela. So they're revealing his identity for that, and they issued an Interpol red notice for his capture and an arrest order for his role in the AMIA attack. And then the third part, John, that's relevant to all this is that for the longest time, you know, Argentina, you know, it's never really been able to kind of crack the nut on this AMIA instance. This is probably the big black mark in their judicial history. Obviously, Alberto Nisman did a lot and made a lot of efforts at advancing the case, but he was never able to get to an arrest. He was never able to get to an actual prosecution that could have led to a conviction. And so this, I think, is where the difference we're seeing today is that President Javier Milei has a political will to do this. And obviously with his security team, namely led by Security Minister Patricia Bullrich, they have the ability to actually advance the case. And that's what they're doing here. They're advancing the case. And I would argue to say that converting Argentina as a regional powerhouse on counterterrorism at a time when Hezbollah is being decapitated by Israel. And so now is the time to go after all Hezbollah's operations worldwide.
The Nisman murder, suicide, death, is this something that we can link to Karaki?
Not directly that we know about, but this is now that we know who he is and now that more authorities and just the public know who he is, you don't be surprised if you start linking him to many other things that have happened in the region of late. One in specific, in Brazil, there was an arrest that was made in November of last year, just a month after the October 7th terrorist attack by Hamas. There was an arrest that, of some Lebanese, Syrian, Brazilian nationals in Brazil who were plotting an assassination plot against some Jewish targets and some terrorist attacks potentially against some Jewish targets in Brazil. So according to the Argentine Security Ministry, this gentleman, Hussein Ahmad Karaki, the Hezbollah leader for Latin America, was the mastermind behind those plots. He was the one that was ordering those plots. We did not know that up until this past Friday. So it's very plausible that he's involved in many other operations that we don't know about yet.
Ernesto, your measure of what this news means for Brazil, because I believe Hezbollah has no restrictions about operating in Brazil, does this help the security situation?
It could help the security situation if the authorities wanted to pursue this line of inquiry and this line of combating terrorism. Unfortunately, I think under current circumstances, this is not going to happen. And it's not only a question of the Lula administration. Previously and during the Bolsonaro administration, as a foreign minister, I was conscious of what Hezbollah and Iranian presence means in Latin America. I was trying to push for a much harder stance on terrorism in Brazil. But most authorities linked to security and defense were in a state of denial. Say, oh, there's no terrorism in Brazil. There's no terrorism anywhere. Well, maybe one Iranian crossed Brazil here or there. They were in denial about the connections between Hezbollah and the PCC, the big Brazil cartel. And they also had this attitude of, oh, if we don't speak about terrorism, terrorism will not happen in Brazil or against Brazil. This should have fallen away last year with the discovery of this Hezbollah plot in Brazil, a country that under Lula is not only not talking about terrorism, but even showing some signs of sympathy towards Hamas and Hezbollah. So I think Argentina is changing the game. They're showing that there is a strong, deep presence of Hezbollah, other terrorist organizations across our countries and across Brazil. This should be a wake-up call. I think it won't be a wake-up call for the authorities, but at least for the public opinion. If the public opinion in Brazil sees that and say, okay, so we have Hezbollah operating from Brazil against Argentina or vice versa. We have Hezbollah now in Venezuela, of course. We have Hezbollah in Bolivia. So that's the time to open that box for once and for all and to get this region clean from Iranian-sponsored terrorism. But of course, it involves a new attitude towards Iran, okay, towards the Middle East as a whole, towards Israel, recognizing that Israel is an ally of South American countries in the fight against terror. But I don't see that coming unless there's a lot of pressure from the public opinion.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, pointing us to breaking news from Argentina by Patricia Bullrich, the security chief. Hussein Ahmad Karaki, much to learn in coming days. We turn now, Ernesto Araujo mentions Bolivia. We're going to Bolivia because we march to the sound of gunfire. And there's been an assassination attempt reported against Evo Morales. Why? And within these hours, a remarks by the new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.